Live from Los Angeles, it's the at-home edition of The Life Changes Show.
Bright lights, look at the bright lights, we'll be swimming when we die.
Look at the
night sky, look at the night sky, where the stars
and are musical guest, Jason Love. Mark Bezure, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Boltaggio.
I have so been looking forward to this show, a show on happiness, or, yeah. and I say it that way because it's really funny how sometimes we teach what we need to learn, and it wasn't until just recently that I did a recalibration workshop with a beautiful group of people, and there was one person in there who did so much for everybody else, and everybody could tell it from everything that she was saying that she was exhausted and she never did enough, that she didn't do for herself. And it was always about everybody else and her kids and her husband and her work and her organization and her church. And it just went on and on. And so I remember asking her, when do you do something for yourself? And she said, well, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I take an hour and I give myself that hour to do whatever I want. And then came the next question. And what do you do during that hour? And she said, well, actually, I don't usually take it because I end up doing something else because, you know, my life's so busy. And so fast forward to today. I got a beautiful shirt in the mail thanks to our past guests and friends, Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel. And so from the Success Training Company, and I love it. And I opened it up and I put it on and I wrote them and I said, I love the shirt. Thank you for inspiring me. I'm going to go take you guys and my shirt on a jog. And as soon as I wrote that, I really meant that. And then something happened and then something else happened. And before long, I thought, oh, I don't think I can go on a jog today. And I thought, would have made me happy. I'm like, oh, happy. There's that thing. Taking time for me. There's that thing that I was teaching about. And we're going to be learning about from Diana Cole. And I thought to myself, I am sure it made them happy to know that I like the shirt. And it inspired me to go jog. And it'll make me happy to actually go do it. So I did it, and I'm so proud of myself. And so I wanted to share that as encouragement to those of us. You know, just because somebody doesn't know that you didn't keep a commitment to yourself doesn't mean that it's okay, especially when it comes to something that makes you happy. So I can't wait for Diana Cole to share her story on our show. And a little later on, we've got stories and songs and music by Jamie Lula, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Boltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright,
performing artist James Hood and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
We're back. This is the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. I am Filippo Voltaggio online with Mark LeJour.
I'm so happy that that process was able to jog your memory that, putting time in for yourself actually leads to happiness.
You are so punny. Thank you for that, Mark. And so we've titled the show, Don't Wait to Be Happy. Our guest is a thought leader and an author of the author of Spirit Translator, Seven Truths for Creating Well-Being and Connecting with Spirit. She's actually the author of other books that we may get a chance to chat about. In the meantime, welcome to the show, Diana Cole.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so great to have you. And thank you for inspiring that moment this morning for me.
You're welcome. I love inspiring moments like that.
And so I'm thinking of knowing a little bit about your story leading up to these ahas of yours. Did you have people share their kind of inspiring moments, but you weren't getting it, or you just didn't have people that were sharing?
Yeah. Well, I think, I grew up reading books from, spiritual leaders and listening to, people who know a lot about happiness and spirituality, I think my whole life. And it all sounded really good. It's like reading a really great affirmation and you think like, oh, I feel good after I read that. But then it kind of fell away after I read a book or I heard somebody speaking about it. And it never really sunk in. Like, how do I do that? It sounds good, but how do I do that? So
because your father was a spiritual leader, healer, and so you were immersed in that too, along with the books and all that. And plus, you were in Central California, where a lot of this movement was happening.
Yes, I was here right when this was happening in the 60s and 70s, and my father gave talks all over the world, and I went with him. And he had friends who were leaders in the industry. I learned to meditate from Swami Muktananda in the 70s. He was very good friends with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who wrote In Death and Dying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was exposed to all of this magic, I guess, beauty, from a really young age. And I don't think I realized how important it was going to be for me in my later years after I experienced some pain and turmoil of my own.
So I'm just curious, because you've got a very, very unique situation, and yet on some level it happens to so many of us. Like I was sharing that story about helping somebody take time for herself and realizing, wait a minute, I'm not doing it. So what was your aha around, wait a minute, I'm not doing it?
Yeah. Well, I got to this place in my life, which I think was my low point. It was after what I call my decade of pain, where I would just have one situation after the other happening that was taking me to a low point until finally I got to the place where, I couldn't pay my bills. I wasn't happy. I was, losing my business. And all of a sudden I just kind of looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, wow, I know better than this. I learned how to pull myself out of these places. So I went back to what I learned and it completely changed my life so quickly that I was inspired to write the book and help others do the same for themselves.
So not everybody, our hope is that not everybody has to reach that low point, but it sounds like there's a decision that we all have to make at some point.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, that we all go through different degrees of pain in our lives, painful experiences, things that cause us pain. And those experiences can be large and they can be small and they can be somewhere in between. But the important thing to know is that you can cure that pain in you and be happy even though, right? Be happy no matter what. And that was really what was pivotal for me, was figuring that out.
This is a perfect time to be having this conversation because It's really where the rubber meets the road in that so many people are suffering and going through such difficult, hard times. And during normal, difficult, hard times, sometimes you have a friend who's doing okay and you can lean on them. But when the whole world is going through something, how do we find that be happy thing?
Yeah, well, it's tough because I think that as a culture, we have decided that, you know, I'll be happy when syndrome, right? I'll be happy when I lose 10 pounds. I'll be happy when I make more money. I'll be happy when, right? And the truth is, you'll never be happy if you keep waiting for a situation or an event to cause you happiness. Instead, you have to take a moment and decide that being happy right now is achievable. And you can be happy right now just by focusing on the goodnesses in your life. And we all have them. You know, I have people who tell me, I don't have anything good in my life. I don't even know how to start this. And you can really just start it by looking outside and just appreciating what you're seeing and appreciating the nature around you. Just getting into the cycle of appreciation and positive thinking, it spurs happiness in you and makes you feel so much better. And it's contagious. The more you do it, the better you feel.
Diana, I'm listening to your words, and for some reason, I'm going to kindergarten in my head, and I'm thinking, if I sat down as a kindergarten student when I was that age, and the first day of school, my teacher, Diana Cole, said, "Good morning, children," and led me down this path, and all of us, what my life would have been like. Or the kids that could have that benefit today.
Yeah. I mean, because the way that we think about whatever is in front of us is what causes us to be happy or not, right? And we can think happy thoughts about anything. It doesn't mean that when you see pain in front of you or you're in pain for one reason or another that you ignore it. It means that you don't look at it and you look at something else instead. You look at something that is beautiful, something that you are grateful for, and you really start living in those moments.
I'm wondering if that's what you mean when you say, and when we come back, I'm looking forward to this answer because I'm not really sure exactly, but you might be alluding to when you say no pain equals no pain. And so I like that. I haven't heard that before. So I'm looking forward to seeing what our guest, Diana Cole, means by no pain equals no pain. If you are as interested as we are in what this conversation is about, you can learn more about Diana Cole at Diana Cole. That's DianaCole.com. We are going to be talking more about the book Spirit Translator, Seven Truths for Creating Well-Being and Connect with Spirit. And also, she wrote the book Pillars of Success. She co-authored that with Jack Canfield. So more with Diana Cole when we come back, and a little later on, live music with Jamie Lula, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world to raise awareness about the issues we face and most of all to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
I am Filippo, and this is The Life Changes Show, and our guest is Diana Cole. We are online talking about Don't Wait to Be Happy and so many other things with our guest. So, Diana, what is no pain equals no pain? Is that what you were starting to talk about?
That's right. I love that you said that. You know, my fitness business, I had a fitness business years ago, and I started the method I taught because I had a back injury. And I had a lot of people coming in and saying, well, no pain, no gain. And I used to say, no, no pain, no pain. Everyone knows that when you have an injury, you are not supposed to cause pain to that injury, right? And it's the same thing with emotional pain. I really believe that if you are talking about your pain or reliving your pain, you are going to be in pain. It's about equals no pain.
Wow, that's so deep. No pain equals no pain. When you had these ahas, I'm trying to understand, because you've become this big spirit translator, and by that you are connecting with spirit, and then you're helping others connect with spirit. So what is spirit to you, and when did this connection happen with you and for you?
Yeah, so when I was young, I was taught to communicate with spirit, and or, you know, infinite intelligence, higher wisdom. There's all kinds of names for it. First time I remember learning that, I was 4. And it was just something I learned how to do. And I just, you know, it became natural for me. And as an adult, I kind of let that fall away. And I wanted to live my life and be a normal person. You know, I wanted to go to LA and have fun, which I did. I lived in LA and I had fun, right? I didn't want to talk in spirit. So...
So, you don't want spirit with you in the club? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I wanted to have fun. So,
did we lose you? Diana?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, good.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us? Oh, no. Diana?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us? Hello, Doug, we might need your support. Hello.
Hi, everyone. Diana's just probably unplugged it from the cord, you know, the headset that goes in and out. If I had a phone number, I could do something right now, but she might not be aware that the cord is just not there correctly. And in the port.
Okay. I will get you a phone number in the meantime, Diane.
Yeah, no, she's still.
I wonder
connected.
If we disconnect and call her back.
It wouldn't actually work, but I can try it. I'll try it if you'd like. So I'm going to disconnect with Diana and call her back.
Okay, and I'll send you. Yeah, she left actually. So okay, or maybe that was you. I'll send you a number in the meantime.
One group. She's not on the call actually, so now I'm going to bring her in. Let's see if we can bring her
right.
in.
Right.
Hello.
Hello, Diana. Can you hear us?
I can. That was weird.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so we were talking about such great stuff. I'm like, oh, no. Okay, so at 4, you learned to connect with spirit. I don't know if spirit said, yeah, I want to talk to you now, and disconnected us for a moment, but we're back.
Yeah, so when things got tough, I went back to that what I learned when I was younger, and I sat down and I started doing my question and my answers. And what happened was I got a flood of information, which I call the 7 truths, to help me get out of these moments in my life and to change my life, really. So I decided that I would follow the guidance 1,000% without even questioning it, and that if it worked, I would write a book and help other people learn how to do it too. And my life turned around so quickly and so miraculously that I decided I needed to share this with other people.
So is this what you're sharing in the Spirit Translator book?
Yes. So the 7 truths are what I channeled for myself And then the at the, you know, I teach you how to do it for yourself too.
Wow. Okay. And then the truths, do you think they're universal truths or they're Diana Cole, these are for you?
I think they're universal truths.
Okay. So even if we don't connect, we can still use the ones that came through you. Is that potentially helpful?
Truths for everybody.
So Diana, I think you're the perfect person to ask this because, you know, I just want to have fun is what you said. And then I went on to say that you didn't want spirit in the club when you moved to LA. You know, you wanted to have fun. Could there have been, now that you're in a different place in your life, is there a way to have spirit everywhere in everything we're doing?
I think there is. I think that I just rejected it because, you know, I grew up with so much spirituality around me that I just wanted to go live like a quote unquote normal life. And I think that is really what helped me get back to it. Like, I think I had to hit those pitfalls to get back to it, but there definitely is a way to remain, you know, spiritual and connected to spirit throughout your life. You don't have to lose that.
Nice. So what is spirit to you, and what is that connection like, at least for you?
For me, it's tapping into higher energies of wisdom that give me, you know, information that I need so that I can, in a sense, become my own therapist.
Okay. And so can you share maybe one of the seven truths and we can expand upon it together?
Sure. Or I can just tell you what they all are if you'd prefer.
and then can I pick?
And then you pick which one you want to expand on. Okay, so truth one is thought is the action that creates your life. Truth two is you are an energy being. Truth three is your feelings are your compass. Truth four, each moment can be delicious. Truth five, spirit is speaking to you always. Truth six, the earth is your guru. Truth seven, kindness is your God power.
Okay, well, I'm going to now say, can we do two real quick?
Sure.
So the first one that came to mind is something that I'm actually working a lot with right now, and that thought is the action that creates your life. I'm working with that personally. So this would be exciting to hear from your end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we know that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of us have heard, you know, what you think is what you create. I mean, there's all different ways of saying that. It sounds good and, you know, great. How do you do it? That was always something that was hard for me. So I really had to get down to how do I do it, right? So I had to force positive thinking for a while until it became organic. So if I sit down and I think to myself, you know, I love the trees outside my window. I'm so happy my dog is laying next to me. I am so happy I'm in this moment right now. I feel so good. You know, and you just kind of keep going with those sort of thoughts, it does elevate your mood. And when you can see your world in that way over time, you'll start seeing that all of a sudden your life is looking better. You start feeling like, oh, that was a coincidence, or that was a lucky thing that happened, or, oh, I feel better. I don't know why. Something must have happened. But it's really because we aren't getting caught in negative thought cycles.
Well, actually, that sounds like it leads right into the one that I wanted to talk about next, which is number four, each moment can be delicious. Diana? Oh, no. Diana? Diana, we can't hear you again. I don't know how to make this moment delicious. Because I wanted to hear you. There you go. Okay. It's delicious again. All right.
Okay. So can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So each moment can be delicious. So if you treat your life like you want each moment to be delicious, if you treat your life like it's a meal you're eating and you're savoring every bite, all of a sudden you start realizing that your life is looking really good to you, right? So every moment that you create that is delicious, it causes the next one to be delicious and the next one and the next one. So you're creating like this chain or these like moment chains, right? That are really, that are happy. And moment chains that are happy create happiness.
So this is back to one of my questions earlier. This is a perfect time because it, with so much going on in the world that doesn't feel happy and doesn't feel delicious, how do we find, in your opinion, the deliciousness right it now?
Yeah, well, you know, you have to look for it. Like, for example, my dog is curled up next to me, and I can look at her, and I can find something delicious about her, right? I can think like, oh my gosh, I love that little face. And I can start there. You can start anywhere, but you have to start with something that feels good organically to you.
And, you know, I've had conversations before where somebody might say, well, that sounds a little selfish. There are people suffering out there. And what I've said is it's kind of a, you have to put the mask on, you know, the oxygen mask on first, you know, like we learn on airplanes. Because if we're down and we're trying to help down people that are down, or if we dig in there to their problems, and then we can't really be of help, I don't think.
Yeah, I always say the best thing you can do for the world is to give it a happy you.
Oh, wow. Wow. Tell me there's a meme like that out there that we can share.
I don't know.
Well, it's interesting that that should come up. Maybe that is the first blog. So it just so happens that September is National Self-Awareness Month. And so Diana has agreed to doing, I think there are 4 weeks in September, so 4 blogs, one a week, where she's going to share some of these ahas that she has, and maybe that's the first one.
That will be the first one. I wrote it down for you.
I like it so much. I like it so much. I'm enjoying this conversation. We've got another segment. It's a short segment, but we're going to talk more to Diane about, gosh, we'll pick a subject when we come back. Diana Cole, COLE.com. The book we're talking about is Spirit Translator, 7 Truths for Creating Well-Being and Connect with Spirit. Also, Pillars of Success. I just have to mention that. A little later on, we're going to have the Ask Dorothy segment and then live music with Jamie Lula, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and 4 legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
We're live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, where we're talking to author and thought leader Diana Cole, and a spirit translator, actually. And Diana, I just came up with potentially another blog. How about being a positive thought warrior?
Okay, I can do that.
I think we could use more of those. Like, what can you share with us a little bit about how you perceive yourself as that?
Yeah, so one of the things I was guided to do in my download from Spirit was to become a positive thought warrior. What that means. To protect myself.
So Dan, you were coming in and out, but I trust everybody got to hear your answer. But just in case, do you mind repeating?
Yeah, so positive thought warrior to me means that I use positive thought as my weapon of choice. So that I go out into the world with positive thought to protect myself.
Mm. Nice. Okay. All right. So in your book, you also talk about connecting with spirit. You learned when you were four. Did you actually learn like somebody told you, or you started to perceive things?
Yeah, I sat with my dad in our meditation room, and he showed me how to do it, and I watched him do it.
And so through the book, you're saying... almost anybody or everybody can?
Everybody can.
Everybody can. Or technically, maybe another way to look at it is we're all connected. We're just don't know it, or we're disconnected or something, or have shut it off without knowing we did.
Well, I think what it is that we're all connected. We're all the same energy. We just don't learn how to access that energy. If you learned how to do it, you would know how to do it. But... you know, it's just not something that we learn at a young age, unfortunately.
Yeah, this feels like maybe the first day of first grade. Maybe that's what I'm thinking, Diana, you're inspiring me in more ways than one. I'm like creating a whole curriculum for school here.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's funny because during this pandemic, my daughter and I co-wrote a children's book that's coming out at the end of the year called Alina, the Positive Thought Warrior, to help teach
younger kids. Nice. And Alina is discovering on her own, or is being helped on connecting? What's the premise?
She is a positive thought warrior, and she is teaching people how to be positive. And how to think positively.
Oh, gosh. Please let us know when that comes out. And or maybe that's a blog, too, so that we can share that and bring attention to that. Very exciting. This is all very exciting because it feels like that this is where we're headed with new thought. And so we did title the show, Don't Wait to Be Happy. And what's, you shared with us that we would never be happy if we're always waiting for something. But in your opinion, why is being happy important?
Well, I think that being happy is what makes us feel like we're living in purpose and that we are in a place we should be. It keeps us from feeling despair.
And we can all use more of less of despair and more of happiness right now. I can't think of a more important the self-awareness that you're bringing, and it doesn't sound like it's just happy, just be positive. And it doesn't sound like necessarily that every day is perfect or things aren't going to happen, right?
Right. No, every day is not going to be perfect. You have to make it, you have to think it perfect.
And so as things come, we also have to look for what in each of the things that come.
Right. See all of your pain as a lesson and feel gratitude for all of it. Thank your pain. Thank all of it and just start seeing the beauty around you.
Wow. Okay, well, then we actually, you have a three-step process, which is joy through presence. And as we're bringing our time together on to a close. The first one is what we've talked about, don't wait to be happy. The second one is enjoy each moment now, no matter what. Now, the third one we haven't touched at all. So can we do that briefly about practicing higher thinking living?
Sure.
So tell us.
Yeah. So higher thinking living means that you are thinking positively about yourself and about everybody else. Mm. So start living in this place where there's less judgment, where you're not looking for, you're not reading about or talking about the failures of others. You're not hoping for the failures of anybody. You're not judging people who disagree with you. You are thinking positively about yourself and everybody else and about the situations, all of your situations, so that you start feeling like your life is elevating.
Nice. Nice. And this is all in the book Spirit Translator, Seven Truths for Creating Well-Being and Connect with Spirit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, looking forward to learning more from the book from you and connecting more, and looking forward to the National Self-Awareness Month blog post that we'll be sharing by you, Diana Cole. What a pleasure it has been to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Diana. All the best to you.
Thank you. Bye.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Jane and I live in Hermosa Beach, California. My boyfriend asked me to connect with you because I am so totally depressed and just don't want to be in this crazy world anymore. My parents abandoned me when I was a baby, and then they went on and created families for themselves. I'm now 33 years old and have tried for so long to forgive them for abandoning me. However, I feel so very alone, and even though my boyfriend says he loves me, I just don't feel it. I feel broken, and I feel I have no value. Why Robert loves me just doesn't make sense, and I feel that soon he will abandon me too. I quit my job as a minister because I don't believe one should be paid to help other people. I have seen the best and the worst of what life has to offer, and none of it makes sense to me. Robert has suggested that I get a counselor or therapist, but I don't see the value of going that route. I just recently got off heroin, and now my depression is much worse. Please tell me why I am forced to continue to exist in such a horrible world.
Dear Jane, long ago I began to understand that what I focus on expands, and that I must be extremely careful of where I allow my mind to take me. It appears to me that you are totally focused on your abandonment issue that occurred 33 years ago. This focus has unfortunately become your whole story. Long ago, I too focused on the not so good things that happened to me, and I nearly destroyed myself. Fortunately, I searched for help and received it from some excellent teachers and friends who helped guide me to understanding that I had written my life story that included abandonment, sexual abuse, and other major challenges so that I could overcome these issues and help others leave their past behind them too. I've been assisting others for most of my life, and I now know that had I taken the advice I was giving them, that I could have moved sooner into the blissful state of existence that is my life now. I believe that you chose to be a minister because it is your mission to be of service to others. I also understand that many people believe that healers and ministers should be doing their work for free. However, it is work, and work needs to be valued. And as long as money is the equal exchange of energy on this planet, please reconsider your motives for turning down financial support for doing the work you appear to have come here to do. And, dear Jane, I trust that you will become willing to understand that Robert would not love you if you indeed had no value. As the divine child of God that you are, you truly have immense value, and I believe you have a future filled with the blessings we receive when we do the work we incarnated to do. Finding the right therapist or life coach could absolutely be helpful in your situation. You are not alone in your sadness and misunderstanding of this thing called life. You might also wish to find a weekly group meeting with people who are here to contribute to a new way of living and being. If you choose to join such a group, you could easily see that there are so many people who are also struggling with life right now, and that you are not alone. I trust that you will take the necessary steps to heal your past and begin to enjoy a beautiful future, because I know this much is true. You chose this life, and you're here to do great work. So let's find a way for you to begin to love yourself, dear Jane, and remember that you are the power in your world, and now is the time to embrace the life you chose to live.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Jamie Lula, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo with the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. And now our musical guest is a recording artist and he's so much more. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But in the meantime, welcome to the show, Jamie Lula.
Thank you, Filippo. Good to be with you this evening.
What a pleasure to have you on. You, of course, are no stranger to these kinds of conversation, along with spirit and consciousness and thought leaders, as you have worked with so many of them as well.
Yeah, it was really interesting listening to your guest this evening. A lot of great points, a lot of beauty, and we all have to find our way to that deeper understanding and relationship to spirit, and it comes in so many different forms. And so I love that process.
You not only love it, you put it in your music. As a matter of fact, your whole music, your whole career has been, mission-based, one can say?
Yeah. The late 90s saw me in, well, I'd been in bars since the early 80s with bands in Detroit, and then moved out to L.A. to go to Musicians Institute, and was playing bars and clubs and touring the States and just doing that whole. And I got to, I first got sober in 91 and then again mm-hmm. in 93. And then I got to Agape after the second time I got sober, about 9 months after I got sober the second time. And I heard Michael Beckwith speak. And it so resonated with me. And I began going every Sunday, every Wednesday. I was starting classes there. And it changed my perception. It talked about a God of my understanding as I had an epiphany early in my life. I grew up Catholic. And at about the age of 17, I had an epiphany one day coming down from a trip on something. And what came to me was, God's not out there, God's within me, and we're not right, and they're not wrong. And I looked around because it was like morning, it was beautiful, and I was just like, where the hell did that come from? I had no idea. And it wasn't until I got to Agape that I realized what was, because I was not hanging out with anybody metaphysical. You know, it was like, you know, holiday churchgoers and occasional Sundays and stuff. But I'd always had this longing for God, longing for spirit. I wanted to be a priest as a kid. And then that shifted.
Well, and you do your spiritual work now through your music. As a matter of fact, are we going to get to hear something that is spirit-based?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What are we going to hear?
This is a song that I wrote with my songwriting partner, Gary Lynn Floyd. We go out as Floyd Lula. We're actually singing at Agape on Sunday. And then we're doing a Facebook Live concert, a Cozy Couch concert through Centers for Spiritual Living, Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook. But this is a song called Keep On Walking.
Okay. Well, here is Jamie Lula performing live online on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. Keep On Walking.
Walk a mile or a minute in another man's shoes. He's got a path to take to find his truth. Any way you spin it, he's a lot like you. Finding his faith on roads that you'd never choose. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. Vision, love be your only mission, always. Let go of the old conditions, let love be your only mission, always. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. Tell a tale, you're in it. Hear a brother man's blues. Got a destination and no excuse. Why do you condemn it when it's not your own? You can't unsee it once the light has shone. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. Love be your only mission, always. Let go of the old condition, let love be your only mission, always. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. One foot in front of the other, hand in hand, one with another. Walk with your sister and brother, always. One foot in front of the other, hand in hand, one with another. Walk with your sister and brother, always. Oh, don't let it cloud your vision. Love be your only mission, always. Let go of the old condition. Let love be your only mission, always. Oh, don't let it cloud your vision. Love be your only mission, always. Let go of the old condition. Let love be your only mission, always. Keep on walking. Keep on walking. Yeah, keep on walking. Keep on walking.
Keep on walking, indeed. Jamie Lula, thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You can learn more about Jamie at jamielula.com or find Jamie Lula wherever is social media, Facebook, etc. And you mentioned Gary Lynn Floyd, who we have had the pleasure of having on the show. And yes, you do something with him on Facebook, and all kinds of things. Like, you got some new stuff coming out, so I just want to give that page out, facebook.com, Floyd Lula, F-L-O-Y-D-L-U-L-A. Jamie, I like this quote that I read that I believe you wrote: music is larger than just making sound. It is the heart of the spirit walk, the key to creative change in the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. True that. It's the vibration. You know, it's the vibration. It's, you know, there's another quote that I'm very fond of. A prayer sung is twice prayed. A prayer sung is twice prayed. And the way that I relate to that is the fact that when we speak, we're engaging. We are a resonating instrument, kind of like a guitar, kind of like an acoustic guitar, if we look at it. But when we sing, we're engaging more of our body as a resonance chamber. And when we sing our prayers, we sing them out loud and really engage it, we can shift on a molecular level. We can shift on a molecular level. Your guest was speaking about it, about change your thinking, change your life, change your thoughts, change your life. You know, Wayne Dyer, Ernest Holmes, all kinds of teachers have been talking about this for years. And when we sing it, when we sing into it, it just shifts so dramatically the way that we feel. And I know that I could go into gigs when I was doing a lot of rock and roll shows. I could go in and because I've experienced a lot of pretty dark depression in my life. I'd go into a show and I would say to my band, just trust me on this. Just trust me on me. Follow my lead. It's like, I know we practiced this set, but follow my lead. And I would kind of steer. I have a certain empathic quality with an audience, and it's just, trust me, go here. And we would go there and we would take the audience on a ride, but we would come out the other side, and I know that people had a transcendental experience, as well as I had moved from the darkness into the light, because I gave it voice. I didn't just hang on to it and dwell in it. I let it be. I expressed it. I brought it forward, and it helped transform it. I didn't get stuck in it. And I feel that music does that.
Well, I'm looking forward to you taking us on a transcendental ride with your next song. But before that, I have to mention that you mentioned Gary Lynn Floyd, and I'm glad you did. And it's interesting that a lot of people have said to me in one form or other, texted me, called, left a message, oh, I'm glad you're having Jamie Lula on, or what took you so long to have Jamie Lula on, or it's about time you have Jamie. But it was only one person who actually said, you need to have him on, contact him now, and it was Brent Hahn. So we want to give credit where credit is due.
Thank you, Brent.
To Brent Hahn, and we couldn't agree more. So we're glad you're with us. What are we going to get to hear now?
You know, I think I'm gonna do There's a Healing Going On. This is a song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's now, a title from my 2009 record. It's my most produced record. And I just wanted to mention that when you're looking for Jamie Lula, it's J-A-M-I-L-U-L-A. There's no E at the end of Jamie, so so you don't get lost. But this is the title cut, and this came out of, I was singing with a group called the Agape Group, singing with some amazing singers, Carl Anderson, Nikki Harris, Esther Nicholson, Ricky Byers, Michael Beckwith even came and stood next to me and sang in the group. But there were just some magnificent singers that we sang with, and I started this in Ricky's living room and then went on to finish it. It's I love this piece of music.
There's a healing going on, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, here he is, Jamie Lula, performing live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. There's a healing going on.
Ooh, how's the healing going on? There's healing going on. Let me walk to the banks of the river of love, where the current runs deep and baptized in the one, where there's no separation and the light is all we see. Honoring all our differences, and love will set us free. Oh, Mother, Father, God, there's a healing going on. Mother, Father, God, there's a healing going on. Mother, Father, God, there's a healing going on. I said, oh, you rock my soul. I said, oh, you rock my soul. I see the blessings of the past. It's time to requalify. Let's not forget, but learn to forgive. God knows we got to try. It's my responsibility to heal the wounds in me. Compassion, faith, and hope, and love, and truth will set us free. Oh, Mother, Father, God, there's a healing going on. Mother, Father, God, there's a healing going on. Mother, Father, God, there's a healing going on. I said, oh, you rock my soul. I said, oh, you rock my soul. Oh, Lord, I said, Mother, Father, God, there's a healing going on. Mother, Father, God, there's a healing going on. Mother, Father, God, there's a healing going on. I said, oh, you rock my soul. I said, oh, you rock my soul. I said, oh, you rock my. There's a healing going on.
Nice. Wow. Jamie Lula, there is a healing going on, and it's happening right now. That's Jamie, JamiLula.com. And his music is available everywhere where music is available. Jamie, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you so much, Filippo. It was such a pleasure to meet you and work with you today.
Yes, what a pleasure. And you're just down the street from us, so I look forward to getting to meet you in person someday. So all the best to you with all that you're doing.
Thank you, brother. Peace and blessings to you and to your audience as we move through this.
Peace and blessings indeed. And so a big thank you to Jamie Lula, our musical guest, and to our guest, Diana Cole. And a big thank you to BBS Radio Network, Doug and Don, for all the good that they're doing out in the world and for our show. With that, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.